escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
And we are back with Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Here are the questions. The first one is the new New York quarantine guidelines. There's a $2,000 fine if you don't follow them, and it's for 19 states. There are 19 states that if you're flying into New York, here's the guidelines. Here's what you got to do. There's a questionnaire which they'll pass out on the plane, and they'll also have it online in case you need it there. You are to tell New York State when you land where you're going. And wherever you're going, you got to stay there for 2 weeks. You got to be quarantined for 2 weeks. If you don't, either if you don't fill out the form or you lie and you're not there for 2 weeks, $2,000 fine plus a hearing. Might be even more. And I have to laugh because New York State says anybody that doesn't do that, they're illegal, and they want you to turn them in to the state. This is the same state that gives free college tuition to illegals, that has welcoming cities, that gives illegals all kinds of things. But for this, they want to turn them in. So that's where that is. This is absolutely going to kill tourism, because tourists are not going to get off the plane and go to the hotel for 2 weeks and then go back to the airport and go home. That's their whole vacation will be in quarantine. They're not going to do that. Some will skirt it by landing in surrounding states that aren't of the 19, come in that way, find some other way to skirt around it. I think that's what will happen. I think it's going to be very hard to enforce, but we'll see. We'll see. The next one is the federal government says to the state of Minnesota, no refund money for you. If you would like money to rebuild the 1,500 structures that burned to the ground during the riots, where the authorities did nothing to stop it. Nothing to stop it. It wasn't like it was a valiant fight, and this is what was left. No, they stood by and watched it burn to the ground, okay? And the government says, no, we're not going to do it. Do you favor that or not? Let's go to Fred on line two. Fred in New Mexico, you're on WBEN.
Good morning.
Hello there, Fred. What's on your mind today?
Oh, I am so angry.
I can tell.
Wife and I are supposed to go to New York. Let's see, the early part of next month.
Is New Mexico on the 19 list?
Pardon me?
Is New Mexico on the list of 19? Because if it's not on the list, none of this applies.
I did.
Yeah.
Do you?
No, I haven't. I don't have the list right in front of me. The list was mainly, when I looked at it, it was mainly Texas and Florida and mainly down in the south. But I don't know if it went as far over on the map as you or not. I can look it up, but I, as of the top of my head, I'm not really sure.
Oh.
I would guess no, unless your state is a hotbed of virus.
No, I don't. Well, I don't think so. I don't keep
it
because I'm at home all the time, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like New Mexico would be on that list, but I'll check. Oh. In fact, Bernie, could you check that, the list of 19? See ya. Buzzy, you have the list of 19?
I do the list of 19, and New Mexico is not on it. But, Fred, if you cross over to Arizona, you will not be able to come to New York.
Oh. So if, as long as you're flying out of New Mexico, you're all right.
Right, okay. Well, we do stop in... does it matter where you stop?
That's a good question. That's not in what I've read about that. I haven't seen that address, but that's a good question. Because if you stopped in Arizona, say, and picked up customers, I wonder if everybody on the plane then suddenly has to be quarantined.
Right. I don't know. This is so stupid.
It's a mess, isn't it?
I think they're trying to do something that isn't possible. It's illegal. It's infringing on your First Amendment rights when they say that you can't, that you have to pay a fine to if you don't submit a form.
Yeah, a form that it will be distributed on the plane, but it'll also be online.
Well, I'm going to have a hard time with that, I'll tell you.
Well, if it's a direct flight out of your state, out of New Mexico to New York, you're okay.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck, because we'd like to see you visit, Fred. Nothing personal.
Yeah. But it still ticks me off. It's still taking people's rights away.
Well, Cuomo seems to be the most agitated about every aspect of the virus. I think he wants credit for being a miracles worker or something like that. Okay, Fred, got to go. And good to talk to you. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more after this. Well, I just saw another picture. You know, with everybody walking around with a telephone that has a camera in it, you sometimes see pictures that don't show up right away. Remember the couple defending their house? They're both lawyers, and the mob broke down the iron gate. That it was a gated community. They broke that down. They threatened to kill the people, their pet, and burn their house down. Then they went in. The two people that were being threatened went in and came back with weapons. And they pointed them out. And they didn't fire them, but they pointed them out. And the DA, who is funded 75% of her campaign by George Soros, decides, let's take that gun away. And they did nothing illegal, nothing, okay? But they took the gun. The cops came and took the gun because they were ordered to. All right, now a picture has shown up that shows somebody on the right-hand side of the screen in the same shot holding a rifle pointed toward the woman. So if that's a legitimate picture, and, you know, things can be doctored, but if that is declared to be a legitimate picture, that throws any charges right out the window. You certainly have a right to self-defense. I don't think that case, no matter what they charge him with, short of loitering, has any legs in a court at all. Okay, let's get back to the calls. Line 4 would be good, and that's my friend Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony, on this wonderful day.
Yes, it is, except for the bird that flew into the glass of my window. It was not a wonderful day for that bird, but everybody else is enjoying it. What's going on?
I'd like to ask a question about the couple in St. Louis with the headache.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about, yep.
What would happen if they went out and purchased other guns?
Well, I don't know how their licensing works if it's a pistol. Each state has their own laws, so it's hard to tell. I don't know, but they certainly would not be prohibited because they had not gone through a court of law, so they would still be whole as far as their ability to buy a gun.
Okay. Getting back to the question about the quarantine.
Oh, yeah, the quarantine. I had you in mind when I'm thinking about this. Buzzy, is Pennsylvania on the list of 19? Oh, see. He's on the phone. Oh, God, help me.
I'm back.
It's not your fault. That's your job to be on the phone. But see, I can't see you, so I don't know.
What was the question?
The question is
how many times a week?
How many times a week you have sex? The over and under. What's the over and under?
You guys have to make bets first.
Yeah, exactly. No, is Pennsylvania on the list of 19?
Pennsylvania is not on the list.
Okay, so Don, you're all right whether you'd be coming up by auto or plane or anything else for the wedding.
Okay, well, that's fine. Of course, just like anything else with this COVID-19, things can change in a New York minute. You know that. I know that. Everybody knows that.
And seeing that the wedding's in New York, the New York minute would be very appropriate. Yeah. And like when we send out the invitations to the wedding, we perfectly understand if somebody feels queasy or not comfortable being in a public gathering. We're going to do everything legally and by the book. There's plenty of room for for social distancing. But if you're on that list, you would have to be on a 2-week quarantine, but luckily you're not.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. And it sounds like your friend Fred there in New Mexico is also exempt, so that's good for him.
Yeah, so I'm 2 for 2 and on the good side of being exempt from this law.
Right. And, of course, being as I live where I live, I have to get you on the Internet. I certainly can't listen on the radio. And I have a question.
Sure.
Perhaps a guy like Fred or a guy, Terry from Texas.
Terry from Texas, yes.
Obviously, the both of them must have to stream your show. And when I'm streaming it, I'm getting so many advertisements that kind of block out your voice.
Really? Well, that's not supposed to be the way it is. Streaming is a nice, convenient way to get radio stations that are out of your normal listening area, but you're not supposed to be getting that. I often listen to the station on streaming. We own the whole streaming thing. Radio.com is where you should be getting BEN through, and we own that. And a lot of people listening on streaming. But you shouldn't be getting interference. And some of those commercials that they run on streaming are a little out of it, to say the least.
Well, they are, and I'm just curious if they're listening, if they have the same problem that I'm encountering, or whether I'm doing something wrong. I just don't know.
Well, I listen to BEN on streaming a lot. Like at night, sometimes I'll put my headphones on and go to George Norrie and leave them on all night. And that seems smooth as glass. That seems not to be a problem. Let me ask Buzzy and Tony, do either of you listen on streaming?
Yes. Joe would know more about that.
Okay, Joe, you do. Are you hearing what Don's hearing? Because I'm not hearing that.
No, I usually, a very clean rejoin, depending on the show, obviously, but yeah. I have not had that issue at all.
Are you on radio.com, Don? Do you know that?
Yes, that's the part.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, we'll pass it up the corporate ladder and see when they ring the bell, because that's our service.
Okay, well, thank you. And question number two about Minnesota and trying to get money from the federal government.
Yeah.
I agree with you. NIAID is the exact words they should use, among other words, to turn them down. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's the height of hypocrisy.
Yeah, they didn't do anything to stop it, and now they want money for it. Yeah, if I would have been so ticked if the federal government said yes. You're supposed to do what you can to prevent things like that. When you just stand by and let it happen, then too bad. Then it's on your nickel. And yeah, you don't want to hurt the business owners, but they're also the ones that voted these clowns in. So next time, maybe you make a bigger effort to have somebody else hold that position. Because since all of this stuff has been happening, I never realized how inept middle management can be in government. The you know, the governors and people like that, and the mayors and the local government. They have no spines. They have absolutely no balls.
No, they don't. I'm convinced every morning they wake up, they go outside, pick up a couple blades of grass, throw it in the air, see which way the wind blows it. It's just the way I think they react.
If I lived in that area and I saw the mobs coming and the government did nothing, I would be so ticked off, because there aren't any places that are low taxes anymore. They're all getting higher and higher. Pay a ridiculous amount. They're giving all the money away to illegals because they want to get them to vote when it does become legal, if it does become legal. And so you're the odd man out. You're paying for all of this, and you don't get any of the benefits.
No, you sure don't. Another thing about that situation back then that I never understood, I think you're in your legal rights to protect your property if somebody breaks into your property.
You are in legal rights to protect your property, yes.
So I can't understand why at least some of those store owners, knowing there was going to be a problem, weren't sitting there waiting for the first person to walk in and they blow them away.
They did not learn from the Korean shop owners during the L.A. riots. They were going place to place to place. And the Korean shop owners, I'll never forget it, placed themselves on the roofs of their business with arms, with guns. And they stopped there. They did not attempt to burn them down. And so that's a lesson well learned. If you want to do it, sometimes you got to do it yourself.
Absolutely. Because obviously you weren't getting any help from the local people. I mean, they yep. let it go.
And the same with your property and your lives. You have a right to self-defense, and you have a right to protect property.
Okay, well, I guess that about wraps it up for me.
Well, remember what the police cars say on the side, at least a lot of them do, to protect and serve. And that's why they're there. And when you don't allow them to protect and serve, the whole community is at risk.
You got that right.
Okay, Don, take care. I'll be in touch with you. We'll see you around the bend, okay? Okay, thanks for the call. Let's see. Ooh, it's almost time for the break. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. The new New York quarantine guidelines, if you're coming in from one of 19 states on an airplane, you'll have to fill out a questionnaire about where you're going to go. And then wherever you go, you got to stay there for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And you're not supposed to use a bathroom except one bathroom for you. You must stay there for a total of 2 weeks before you can leave. That's the deal. If you don't and they catch you, it's a $2,000 fine. How they'll catch you, I don't know. I don't know if they know, but that's what the deal is. Also, the federal government says to the state of Minnesota, no rebuild money for you. You did not stop the damage. We will not pay for it now. We're back after this.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
With Beach and Company, I'm Sandy Beach. The New York quarantine guideline rules are in effect. If you're coming in on an airplane from one of 19 states, and Buzzy now has a list, we'll call him Vanna. Vanna Buzzy, do you have the 19 states that will be associated with this quarantine?
I do, and these are in alphabetical order, starting with Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, the first state that everyone knows how to spell, North Carolina, Nevada, Oklahoma, South Carolina, so both the Carolinas, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah.
Wow, so that's a pretty big list. If you're coming in from one of those states, then you have to fill out the brochure of where you're going when you get off the airplane. If you don't go there, or if you don't stay there, you can be fined $2,000. So that's the deal. And the second question, so the first question is this going to be effective? Is it going to absolutely destroy tourism? No tourist is going to get on a plane from any of those 19 states to come to see New York, because when they get off, all they're going to see is a hotel room. Or maybe a friend's house, but the friend's house has to have a bathroom just for you. It's one of the deals, pardon me. and so you're going to be quarantined for 2 weeks. I don't know how long your vacation is, but probably less than that or 2 weeks. Second one is the state of Minnesota. After standing by and letting it burn, let 1,500 buildings destroyed, and now they want the feds to step in and help rebuild, and the feds have said no. And good for them. Good for them. They didn't try and stop it. Why should we pay to have them rebuild it? Let's go to line two. That might be Wade in Cheektowaga. Wade, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
I'm fine, Wade. What do you got for us today?
Well, I've got just a little list here of do's and don'ts in New York State. I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
First of all, you can have an abortion after you have a child. You can abort the child. Second, we welcome immigrants, and we want to give them free college and health care and everything else.
Make that illegal. We welcome illegal immigrants, yeah.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
We've got high taxes. There's no jail for rioters or people who break into stores or pillage and businesses or shops or anything. But you can be fined if you don't wear a mask. Now, unless you're demonstrating. Now,
yeah, you can be demonstrating and not wearing a mask and painting black paint on the street where Black Lives Matter and not have a problem with that either.
Right, but then now if you have a visitor coming in from another state, if they don't quarantine for 2 weeks, you charge them $2,000.
Yep.
That's really wanting to get tourists into New York.
Well, and the one you missed is they're encouraging you, if you see somebody that's not obeying the quarantine, to turn them into the state government. This is the state government that allows them to come in by the carload illegally and gives them free tuition in college and things like that. But they want to crack down on people who would break this curfew.
Definitely. Now, we also want to defund the police departments.
Yeah.
Another thing is you're limited to the number of people you can have in a church, but not to a demonstration.
That's true, and social distancing doesn't even work at a riot.
And you're also limited to the number of people you can have doing indoor dining.
That's true.
Now we can't open the gyms, but. And also,
but the bars are open.
Yeah,
that's true.
Now you cannot. Let's see here. You can't put have a landscaper put mulch on your lawn, but grocery stores still stock shelves and everything.
Yeah, I can't figure that mulch thing. I don't know how that works, but yeah, there's a lot of things like you're bringing up, which is true. You talk about a split personality. That's New York State.
And there's more testing than ever, but 90% of the time, all you hear are the number of increased number of positive tests. They don't advertise the death rate much anymore because we're more interested in people getting it than.
And now Cuomo is blaming somebody else for the death count at nursing homes, the ones that he ordered nursing homes. He, the governor, to take in people who tested positive for the virus, had a tremendous death count, and now he's trying to distance himself from that. We have a weasel for a governor. Put that on your list.
Yeah, well, that's there for sure. Now other nations have opened their schools already. They have their kids back to school, but not the U.S. because the teachers' associations are worried about God knows what. I'm not saying that this isn't that, you know, the COVID isn't a bad thing.
Yeah,
it hasn't been a problem, but so have all the other different things that we've had over the years. Every year we have flus and things that kill thousands of people.
Well, that's true, and you're right about New York being a strange place. I got to run, Wade. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We're going to Lancaster, and when we go to Lancaster, we always stop in to see Mary on Line 5. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning.
Hello there. We haven't heard from you, Mary. How's it going?
I've been practicing what I preach. I always tell people, I'm listening to your callers, and when I listen to the callers, it has one common theme. Everybody's outraged and everything else, but what the hell are people doing? Nobody's, we should speak up, we should do this, shoulda, coulda, you know? But the fact is, there was a governor on, I think it was Tucker Carlson yesterday, but anyway, the fact is, when these things are happening, people say, how can that happen? These people, the mayor is allowing this to happen. The governor allowed it to happen. And why? Because the people complain, but nobody does a damn thing about it. They just sit there and they wring their hands and say, oh, this is terrible. A little child gets killed, and, oh, everybody's so distraught. But look at how fast, knee-jerk reaction, when that George, whatever his name was killed. Boom. Black Lives Matter. They just go instantly. You get all this reaction and action and all these things happening. When something happens like this, people are like that couple. Nobody jumped to their defense. Everybody's offering on these talk shows. They all sit there and talk and talk and talk and tell what they should have done, what they should have done. Why the hell don't these people do what they're saying? You know, practice.
Yeah, George Floyd's his name, and now there's a picture showing somebody pointing a gun at that woman who's trying to defend her house with her husband. We had not seen that picture before. It's new. If it's a legitimate picture, it should end any thought of prosecuting them for anything.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. The thing is, and these mayors and everybody else painting signs on the street. Oh, isn't that one?
Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? De Blasio acts like a 10-year-old.
Right.
And with all the problems that New York is having, and their homicides are way up, and they ended the uniformed detectives and stuff like that.
Right.
And he doesn't care. I mean, he's an idiot. He's still got a year and some to serve.
Right.
They should get him out of office.
The thing is how this could end, as they say in a New York minute, that there was a governor, a former governor, I think it was Missouri or Mississippi, something like that, but he was a Republican governor, and he's talking about the governors and even the leadership in these states, they're Republicans. They're not doing a damn thing. And he says they're the ones that should be doing things. Where are the Republicans? Nobody's speaking out because they're afraid to say something. They don't want to get there. Like in yesterday's or the other day's paper, the protests, those college students protesting in Amherst and everything, and what they say, they talk to a woman and she says, well, I don't want to do anything because I'm afraid that something might happen if they see me or if I give my name. Too damn bad. Those kids are out there protesting and destroying property. Why the hell don't you exercise?
Stand up and be counted, absolutely.
You know, and exercise your rights. Stand out there and speak up. Talk back. Speak back. This is what that governor said he did. He said when they started, that he says it was peaceful. They said protest, okay? He says once they threw a brick, that was the end. And he goes, that ended everything. He started arresting people, protesters arresting, and they know, you know, they clean up the damage and everything else. That's what they should do, not this, oh, that's terrible. Let them do what they want. And the people.
Oh, yeah, well, that started in Baltimore. Remember when the mayor of Baltimore told the police to stand down during a riot and said, let them burn and loot a little bit. That'll get them out of the system. That's the kind of thinking that was there, and we find out it's in more than one state.
I just want to get one thing out, Sandy. I have all these, you know, Trump posters in my car and everything, right? And people come up to me and they go, boy, you got guts to, you know, to have that. And aren't you worried about your car being destroyed? I said, I have just as much right to have those signs in my car and have Trump, when I wear my face mask, it's got Trump 2020 on it. And it's too damn, that's my right. And this is what people should start exerting their rights and say, I'm not afraid of somebody coming up to me and say, oh, gee, I'm going to be bullied because I'm wearing this sign. If you feel that way, say it, do it. It's like the president. How the hell do you think he got into office? Because he did what he said. He says, do it anyway. That's what people should do. Do it anyway. If you feel that way, do it. Don't just sit back and say and wring your hands.
Well, that's good for you. I'm glad to see you energized like this and angry. I think there's a lot of people that feel the way you do, but as you said, have not shown any propensity to go out and head it off at the pass. But I think eventually that'll happen, but it can't happen soon enough for me.
Sure.
We'll take a break. Thank you very much. Let's see. I think we got time for...
You know, Sandy, real quick, one thing, you know, she mentioned, Mary mentioned how she's proud to wear her Trump mask and Trump stickers on her car. Move to Niagara County. That's all you will see are Trump signs. In fact, there's a house that's right within walking distance of my house, and he has Trump flags. He has a couple of Trump banners. Then when you look at the front flower bed, is just filled with little Trump flags waving. It looks really nice, and there's several houses around my neighborhood that are decked out, but I did have to laugh. I was going by the baseball diamond the other day, and there's one house that has it has a Bernie 2020, and I'm like, should I knock on the door and let them know that Bernie's not in the race anymore?
Yeah, Bernie didn't win that. Maybe they can get the money back on that sign. Well, we were down visiting friends in the southern tier down in, I always get it wrong, is it Belfast or Belmont? Belmont. Okay, we got down to Belmont to visit our friends, and I saw more political signs on my drive down there than I have I live in Niagara County. I don't see many signs, at least here, in this part of the county at all. But I saw a lot of Trump signs on the way down there. Also, found an extra Amish place to get pastries. See, my map is always, that's how I find where I'm going. How many pastry stands am I going to go buy for the Amish? They had some, Tony, they had some apple cookies.
Oh, cookies, stop it.
With apple filling.
Oh, my God.
Good. They have a lot of good stuff. Bernie's in charge of the pastries because if she buys them. Because if I went to the stand, I would have a diabetic coma before I could get back to the truck.
You would need a pickup truck.
I would think so.
Fill it with donuts.
I feel like Howard Hughes in the days when he was buying Las Vegas casinos. Give me all of those apple cookies and this bread, this raspberry bread, 20 loaves. Give them all to me.
I don't think I've ever tried an apple cookie, but it really sounds good.
I hadn't had an apple cookie either, but Bernie knows what kind of cookies I like, if you'll pardon the expression. And apple is at one on the top of my list as far as things that are good. All right, Mr. Buzzy.
Well,
Mr. Buzzy, what do you have?
I've got some news. You know that list that we just read about 30 minutes ago?
Yeah, it's out of date
already. It's been changed. Three new states have just been added 3 minutes ago.
Three new states, and the first state would be...
Minnesota.
Oh, gee. How about the second state?
Ohio.
Oh, very populous. And the third?
Well, there's actually four. I miscounted.
Public education. That's what you get. Okay.
The third is Wisconsin.
Oh, man.
And
okay.
I've got some bad news for our friend down in New Mexico. Fred, New Mexico is that fourth state.
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry. I really am. Because now Fred will have to do that. New Mexico. I would not have guessed New Mexico would end up on that. I feel badly. Fred, if you want to call us back, we can console you because your state was not on there and then it got added. That's the worst insult.
They it's added like it because Fred called in.
It's like you say you want to say I do, and then at the last minute the bride says, you know what, the best man is a better choice. And you can't have that. But that is, so Fred's state has been added. Also, geez, Ohio, Wisconsin, Minnesota, all big additions. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930, if you want to get on board. Also, Beamer, give me a couple more Facebooks. I got another minute.
All right, talking about the new quarantine, since we just had those new lists, your opinion? Well, Sandy Nadine says, I understand the reasoning for it. Maybe right, maybe wrong, but overall I find it totally unforeseeable. Possibly a violation of privacy as well. However, I know if I was going anywhere in the country, not just one of those 19 states, I would make sure I stay home because I don't want to go through the mess of trying to get back.
Yeah, let me tell you something. This is going to be a mess enforcing this. I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, I wish them luck. Obviously, you want it to work rather than not work. But how are you going to enforce that? Really, seriously? I know they're going to ask for a phone number. Whose phone number are you going to give? Your own, if you have a cell phone. So you don't go where you say you were going to go. You're going somewhere else. And they call in 2 hours to see if you're there. How do they know where you are? I don't know how are they going to enforce this? It sounds like a big boondoggle to me. It's on the front page of the Buffalo News if you want to check it out. Also, go to our Facebook page and check it out there. All right, we will take a break on the never ending, Sandy Beach Radio Show. It's like the Ever Ready battery. It goes on and on and on. We'll be back after this.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.